Testing 1, 2, 3. There we go. We're online. 1, 2. We're missing Karen, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, well, we've got 8. That's a quorum by far. We're missing only Karen and Doug, right? Doug Murdoch. All right. We left off at 2536. RAS 111.5.2, revisions to drip edge and gravel stops. Anybody from the public wish to speak? Is this yours or not?
No, it's Jim's.
Again. Anybody in the public wish to speak in favor of this proposed amendment, please come forward, state your name for the record, give your reasons and rationale. Ergo, ingo sum cum laude.
Jim Ingskow, Late Tide Roofing. Rationale behind this is that metal drip edge flashing that's installed at the perimeters, at the outside perimeters of roofs with a decent slope, shed water without mastic between the laps. It's actually an old carryover from the low slope manuals to start putting mastic between the laps of metal flashings. It's my opinion that it's not needed, it's unnecessary.
Okay, anybody else in the public wish to speak on 2536? For? Against? All right, seeing no other public comment, does anybody need to ask any questions first or second? Is there anybody want to make a motion to approve by offering a second?
Second.
Second for approval. Discussion.
Why is it needed on gravel stop if it's not needed on drip edge? At any slope.
By the term gravel stop, Billy, I think, you know, I'm talking about metal with a little riser. Water doesn't flow off it freely. It'll hold it a little bit there. On gravel stop flashings, you need it.
Okay.
On a 3-on-12 pitch, you still need it.
You typically only see a gravel stop if you had to put it on a rake, and it would be going down at rake. You wouldn't put it at the drip edge end.
I've seen what the need would be at that point.
I'd support it knowing this is under everything though. This mod falls under all drip edge 111, so it's no distinction between it and shingles or anything. Okay. All right.
Any additional discussion from members? Jeff?
Is there any kind of scientific evidence that backs this up? Any kind of study that's been done?
I think what goes through my mind is the standards that are in most of the NRCA manuals, which includes low slope and steep slope roofing. Part of it's just common sense. And I do regret picking a word like gravel stop. We might have gotten a little more specific and used something like any type of edge metal flashing that could act as a water diverter. Anything like that, I would agree, needs to have mastic between the laps.
Further discussion, Billy? And then
I almost find it pointless in the fact that the RAS and shingles in particular, where this might be, requires all the rake shingles as well as the drip edge shingles be set in an 8-inch bed of mastic anyway. So we're putting mastic over the whole entire flange of the metal. It just clarifies it, I guess, where you need to put it. But we're still putting another 8 inches of mastic over the top of this. It's kind of redundant.
Chris?
Yeah, I was going to mention, in addition, the outside the high velocity hurricane zone, where we have the FRSA TRI manual, they don't require plastic roof cement between any of the laps on the drip edge either. So, I mean, it's consistent.
Okay. Any other discussion? All right. Seeing none, all in favor of the proposed amendment, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then opposed should be 4. Let's get a count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 6-4. Motion fails. Okay, next is 2534.
Okay, what I'm addressing here is there's a standard in the code and in industry that requires on low slope roofing base flashing to be a minimum of 8 inches above finished roofing. And it appears to me that this was written to appease some type of situation where the flashing, or for instance, the flashing couldn't be that high, for instance, because the parapet was only, say, 6 inches above finished roofing. Manufacturers, when you run into that type of a condition, require for bonded roofs that you basically change your mentality from a base flashing and counter flashing detail to a drip edge detail as a minimum. Metal flashing on the outside edge, modified bitumen flashing wrapping up and over any type of a low parapet or a stepped nailer condition.
Anybody else in the public wish to speak in favor or if not against?
Mike Goolsby, Building Code Compliance. Basically in opposition, just want to give another thought here with regards to this requirement. What you're saying is absolutely correct. We want to see the flashings at 8 inches above the finished surface. However, you're thinking in terms of parapets only. There's clerestories, there's existing doors that come onto the roof for access. There's a multitude of other flashings that in an existing condition cannot meet the 8-inch requirement without some sort of major renovation. And that's what this is all about. That's why the 4 inches was there in those particular instances to allow for the flashing, the counter flashing to be installed at a lower level than what is typically required. That's the rationale. So don't just think in the terms of parapets. What you may be doing here is imposing a pretty strict requirement pertaining to existing conditions.
All right, anybody else want to speak against? Would you like an opportunity to rebut?
Yes, I would. It just strikes me as a little bit ironic that I have major manufacturers of roofing materials telling me that if any of my flashing at any point on the roof is below their 8-inch mark, that those areas will be excluded from the terms of the warranty. And on the other hand, I'm going to have a code that's going to allow it. The manufacturers don't allow it. NRCA does not allow it. It just surprises me that the code's got an allowance in there for it. I would rather see door thresholds 8 inches above my roof. I'd rather see any of those other types of flashings 8 inches above my roof.
All right, would the opponents want an opportunity for their final rebuttal, the opponents?
While I agree with what's been said, again, I'm speaking about existing conditions. To achieve that 8-inch height would require a major renovation in some cases.
Okay. All right. We heard some pros and cons back and forth. Does anybody want to make a second for purpose of approval?
I'll second.
About to say dies for lack of second. Okay. You want to vote for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Discussion.
Well, all right, we've got a second discussion. Chris.
The only thing that I would add in this scenario is the comments as added are specific to parapets. It's not specific to door thresholds or anything else. So I would imagine in that condition you could still bring that flashing inside the doorway and terminate as available. But this particular language is specific to parapets. And as Mr. Engskow said, that the manufacturers will not warrant that condition if, in fact, you don't take it to the outside edge and use a metal termination. So I have to concur. If the manufacturers aren't warning it, there's a reason for that. So I'd be inclined to vote for this.
Mr. Chairman, can I address that?
Go ahead.
The issue is not with so much the addition, which does stipulate parapets. It's the struck-through language.
All right. Billy?
I would make a motion that we not exclude the structure language. We take that strike through out. It has nothing to do with the parapet walls. I'm okay with your verbiage you've added here. It will cover parapet walls in that situation, but also allow, when you get to a window, plate glass windows from a second-story clerestory section, that you won't have to tell that building owner, take those windows out, we're going to put another layer of block and close it back up.
I'd second that.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second for an amendment. Did you get the amendment?
No.
Is it? Okay. So just on the amendment only,